kulabo banamabhayibheli ngicela sivule incwadi amakhosi okuqala isahluko eseshumi nanye 11.
For those who have their Bibles with them, turn to 1 Kings chapter 11.
Ncwadi amakhosi okuqala isahluko eseshumi nanye.
1 Kings chapter 11.
Esiqale kufunda evesini lokuqala, sofunda nje amavesi amabili.
We'll start from verse 1, reading 2 verses.
Inkosi uSolomone yathanda abesifazane abaningi bezizwe kanye nendodakazi kaFaro abangamaMowabikazi nama Amonikazi, nama Edomikazi, nama Sidonikazi, nama Hetikazi.
Now King Solomon loved many foreign women, along with the daughter of Pharaoh, Moabite, Ammonite, Edomite, Sidonian, and Hittite women.
Abezizwe uJehova ayeshilo ngabo kwaba kwaIsrayeli ukuthi ani ukungena kubo nabo bangangeni kini ngokuba impela baya kuziphambukisa izinhliziyo zenu zize zilandele onkulunkulu babo kulabo uSolomoni wanamathela ngothando.
From the nations concerning which the Lord had said to the people of Israel, you shall not enter into marriage with them, neither shall they with you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon clung to these in love. Shall we pray once again? Father, we've read your holy word. We ask you, our God, to show us grace.
Ukuba usichazele lona ukhulumisane nenkosi nathi ngoba uyazazi idingo zethu.
Lord, wouldn't you speak to us, explain your word, for we have different needs.
Baba konke lokhu sicela ngenxa yegama lakho.
And we ask all this, Father, in your name.
Amen.
Amen.
Namhlanje ngifisa ukuthi ke sibuke impilo yenkosi uSolomon.
I'd like to look at the life of Solomon today.
Kuningi umuntu akangakufunda noma umuntu akakufundayo empilweni yalenkosi.
There's a lot that is written about this king.
Uma ufunda indaba yakhe eBhayibhelini, kuningi nawe ozithandazelayo uthi inkosi ngisize ukuba okunye akangena kukho ngingangeni kukho.
And as one reads his story in the Bible, one is often in prayer saying, oh God, spare me from the things that he fell into.
Futhi kuningi okuhle umuntu akakufundayo ngale nkosi.
There's also a lot of good that we read about this king.
Thina ke njengebandla kuningi nathi esingasizakala ngakho nesingakufunda empilweni yale nkosi.
And the church can learn such a lot from the life of this king.
USolomoni ke lona esikhuluma ngaye waye inkosi yakwa Israel.
So this King Solomon was the king of Israel.
Yena waye ngowesibili emadodaneni enkosi uDavide akawathola kunkosikazi uBathsheba.
He was the second son that David had together with his wife Bathsheba.
UBathsheba phela lona ilowo owaye inkosikazi ka Uriah.
She had been the wife of Uriah.
Ilowo wesifazane uDavide akambulala umyeni wakhe wayesemthatha waba inkosikazi yakhe.
David was guilty of murdering her husband and then taking her as his wife.
Wakulungisa uDavide lokho waxolisa phambi kaNkulunkulu uma ufunda incwadi zakhe ikakhulukazi amahubo.
Yes, we do find that he repented of that. He found forgiveness, and we find a lot of what happened and his repentance in the Psalms.
IBhayibheli lithi ke uJehova wamthanda uSolomoni lona.
The Bible says that God was fond of Solomon. He loved him.
Lithi iBhayibheli waze uJehova wathuma ngesandla somprofeti uNathan wambiza ngokuthi uJedidiya okusho ukuthi othandwa inkosi.
And so God sent a prophet to anoint him as the king and was named Jedidiah.
Uma ufunda iBhayibheli.
And if you read the Bible,
yena uSolomoni ungowesithathu emakhosini akwa-Israyeli abusa u-Israyeli esahlangene wonke njengesizwe.
You find that Solomon was the third king to reign over Israel while Israel was still one nation before they had split.
USolomoni wayenenhlanhla ngoba uzalwa indoda eyayiyiqhawe, indoda eyayesaba uNkulunkulu uDavide.
Solomon was privileged to be the son of this great king David who feared God.
USolomoni lona futhi wayenenhlanhla ngoba uDavide wayenamadodana amaningi. Kodwa lapho esezokufa wakhetha uSolomoni ukuba kube uyena ozoba inkosi.
And Solomon found favor. It was him who was then made to be king, though there were many other sons of David too.
USolomoni lona futhi wayaba nenhlanhla ngoba wabekwa esihlalweni sobukhosi. Wagcotshwa waba inkosi wabusa uyise uDavide esekhona esakwazi ukumluleka.
And so he was put on the throne while David was still around to advise him and counsel him.
Uma esehlele esihlalweni sobukhosi ebusa isizwe sikaNkulunkulu.
And now on the throne of as being the king of Israel, ruling over the people of God. The Bible says that one day he went to Gideon. While there, God spoke to him in a dream.
Wathi Solomon, cela noma yini oyithandayo ngizokwenzela.
Saying, ask anything, Solomon, that you want, and I will do it for you.
Wayengacela ingcebo.
He could have asked for riches.
Wayengacela iminyaka eminingi ukuthi aphile kuze isikhathi eside.
He could have asked for a very long life to rule for a long time.
Kodwa lenkosi yathi ngicela Nkosi ukuba ungiphe ukuhlakanipha.
But instead, this king, Solomon, asked for wisdom.
Wathi ngicela ungiphe nokuhlukanisa futhi.
He said, please give me discernment.
Ukuba ngikwazi uNkulunkulu wami ukubusa nokuphatha.
That I might be able to rule and judge over your nation of Israel, O God. And the Bible records that God was pleased with his request.
And
said, Solomon, because you have asked for this, I will give you all the other things, riches and wealth and much honor.
Futhi siyabona uma esebusa uSolomon ukuthi impela ubehlakaniphile uNkulunkulu bemphile ukuhlakanipha.
And then we find that Solomon indeed ruled with much wisdom. God granted him wisdom. Remember the story of the two women who came to him? Then they told him the story, saying, O king, we are two women. Two women, we stay in the same home. Both of us had children, very small.
Uthi lona wesifazane omunye kuthengilele ebusuku lona wesifazane wafelwa umntwana wakhe walala phezu kwakhe umntwana wafa iBhayibheli lisho njalo.
Oh, we both had babies. And then the one said, while that one was asleep, she rolled over on her baby, it suffocated to death.
Wayesethatha lomntwana ofile wamletha kimi wathatha lona wamophilayo wambeka kuye kwaba ngowakhe manje Nkosi Solomon siyababanga siyambanga lomntwana ophilayo.
And then she went and swapped the babies. She took her dead one and exchanged it for my living one and took it as hers.
Uthi manje lomntwana ophilayo utho wakhe nami ngithi lomntwana ophilayo owami.
Now she claims that that baby is hers and I'm claiming it is really mine.
Ngenxa yokuhlakanipha inkosi Solomon yathi lethani inkemba lapha kimi.
And then in the wisdom that Solomon had, he said, bring me a sword.
Wathi thathani lomntwana ophilayo mahlukaniseni phakathi lona wesifazane athole ucezu nalona wesifazane athole ucezu.
Take the baby, bring it to me, and I'm going to cut it in half. Then one half can go to the one mother and the other half to the other.
Kuthiwa oyedwa kulabo besifazane wakhala wadazuluka wathi ngicela umntana mangabulawa okungcono akavela amthathe amthathe ephila.
Then the one mother said, while grief-stricken, crying, said, no, instead of doing that, rather just give my baby to the other. Give the baby to the other mother.
Inkosi yathi, lona osho njalo wesifazane, uyena ke ungunina. Ngoba lo wathi, impela akahlukanisa umntwana, nami ngithola ucezu, nalo athola ucezu. Wathi ke, wena osho njalo, akusiyena owakho.
And King Solomon said, now give the baby to the one who said that, because she is the one who has real love. It is the genuine mother. The other mother had said, no, you can gladly cut the baby in half and we get half each, which shows that she wasn't the mother.
Uma ufunda iBhayibheli, uzothola ukuthi lenkosi uSolomon wabhala izaga ezu 3,000 ezikhona la eBhayibhelini.
As you examine the Bible, you find that this same King Solomon wrote 3,000 proverbs that were recorded.
Wabhala namahubo awu 1,005 akhona la eBhayibhelini.
He wrote 1,005 songs as well. And as you read some of those proverbs, you find such wisdom that it had to be from God. Let me take another example, just one.
Isaka isahluko sika 14 angisho ukuthi nikuvule ngiyantshela nje ukuthi ngikuthathaphi.
Now don't turn to it, but I'm just telling you where I'm quoting from in Proverbs 14.
Ivesi lika 12.
Verse 12.
Uthi kukhona indlela ebonakala sengathi ilungile kumuntu, kepha ukuphela kwayo kuyindlela yokufa.
He says, there is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof is death. This person had a vision.
Uthi kukhona indlela abantu okuthuma bayibuka bayibona inhle ayemehlweni kaNkuluNkulu kodwa emehlweni abo.
And he could see the truth of the fact that people sometimes are so sure that they have found the right way, but it's their right way, it's not God's.
Uthi baze bayihambe le ndlela bazenza izinto kodwa ekugcineni kwayo le ndlela iphenduke ibe izindlela zokufa.
They then act in accordance with what they feel is right, but the end thereof is death.
Kukhona izinto ezenziwa abantwana babantu emhlabeni.
There are things that people do on this planet.
Uma bezibuka zizinhle emahlweni abo, zibathokozisa, zibajabulisa, bazenze noma ziphambene noNkulunkulu.
And if they are convinced that it seems like the nice thing to do, what appeals to them, they then go ahead, but it's the way they end up in the ways of death.
Uthu Solomon kodwa umuntu esezenzile lezo zinto wayijabulisa ngazo bese kugcineni lezo zinto siphenduka zibe indlela yokufa.
Even though these people think that they are grasping after their pleasures, but the end result is death.
Kumbula ngelinye ilanga ngike omunye umngcwabo ngapha ngase Stanger.
I remember one day being at a certain funeral towards Stanger.
Wasukuma enye intombazane.
A certain girl stood up.
Yathi lo simngcwabayo namhlanje ubaba, ubaba wami ongizalayo.
And said, the deceased one that we are burying here today is my father, my own father.
Ithi ubaba wami bephuza kakhulu.
He drank a lot.
Ebhema.
He smoked too.
Uthi waze wagula.
Till he became ill.
Wafufukala umzimba wonke waba mkhulu wabangaka evufukala umzimba ubaba kusho le ntombazana.
His whole body began to swell up, this girl said.
Uthi samthatha samusa eThekwini esibhedlela eEddington.
She said, we took him then to Addington Hospital in Durban.
Uthi bamhlola bamhlola odokotela isikhathi eside phakathi endlini. Oyedwa odokotela wayesephuma eza kimi.
Then after a long examination, one of those doctors came out to me, she said.
Wabuza ukuthi ubaba wakho yini lona na?
She said, he said to her, is this your father?
What yebo baba wami.
And she said, indeed, it is my father.
What ikhona inkinga esihlangana nayo kubaba wakho.
And he said, we have a problem with your father.
Uthi sasimhlolile ngayo yonke imshini sacinga ukuthi yini lena edala ukuba vuvukale. Uthi kodwa kukhona inkinga isibindi sakhe uhalf waso asiwuboni ukuthi ushonephi.
He said, we have examined your father thoroughly, looking at this and looking at that, and we find that half of his liver is gone. We don't know what has happened, where it's, what's, how it's disappeared. We've used all our equipment. And he said, but stay here because we will still give you a final result.
And
she said, as I sat in that waiting room, waiting for the diagnosis, I cried, I wept, and I said, oh God, that means if they can't find his liver, he's going to die.
Ithi intombazane ubaba wami ubethokozisa
Jabulisa, enodumo, bemthanda abantu, bemhlanipha, ngoba bephuza utshwala, ebabiza, bathokoze, kodwa manje usenkingeni, odokotela bathi uhalf wesibindi asitholakali.
She told how he had been a popular man because he was often with his drinking buddies and would pay for booze for them, but here he lay and they didn't know what had happened to his liver.
Ekugcineni waphuma udokotela wathi sesisitholile isu esiwele lapha phansi esiswini yikho evuvukele ngalendlela akusekho esingamsiza ngakho.
Then the doctor came out and said, well, we find that half of the liver is so cirrhosed it is gone and weak, that's why we cannot help him.
Khona indlela ebukeka inhle emehlweni omuntu. Kodwa ukuphela kwayo kuyindlela yokufa kusho inkosi uSolomon.
There is a way that seems right unto man, but the way thereof is death, said King Solomon.
Uduma lwalenkosi uSolomon ihlobo zami lwezwakala umhlaba wonke nokuhlakanipha kwakhe nengcebo yakhe kwezwakala umhlaba wonke bonke abantu bayazi le ndaba.
The fame of King Solomon went all over. His popularity was amazing. People heard about his great wisdom, his wealth, and it reached the whole known world. And as I said, he wrote songs.
Kukhona elinye lamahubo esijwayele kakhulu.
One of the songs or psalms was one that was written by King Solomon that we know quite well.
Ihubo 127, abaningi benu bayalikhumbula bayalazi.
The 127th one is one that is known by many of you.
Lithi lelihubo uma uJehova engayakhi indlu basebenzela ize abayakhayo.
Where it says, if God Almighty does not build the house, they labor in vain, those who build.
Uma uJehova engalondolozi umuzi, umlindi wawo ulindela ize.
And if God does not guard over the city, the watchmen watch in vain.
Ngiqaphunela nje ihube lodwa.
And I'm just taking one example of a psalm written by King Solomon out of many others.
Uthi noma ungasebenza kanjani, kodwa uma uJehova engekho kuleyo nto oyenzayo, usebenzelize.
Where he wrote, even if you work very, very hard, trying and putting in every effort, if God is not with you doing the work, it is all in vain. So his fame spread throughout the whole world. To such an extent that even the Queen of Sheba got to hear of it, and she traveled all the way to Jerusalem to go and see for herself the glories of this King Solomon.
Fika nabantu bakhe abaningi nengcebo. IBhayibheli lithe phethi silver, igolide nezinye izinto eziningi efika la enkosini Solomon.
She came with many gifts of gold and silver and other things to present to King Solomon.
Wahlala naye isikhashana.
And she stayed with him for a while.
Ebuka nesebenzi zakhe.
Observing his servants.
Ebuka ukuhlakanipha kwakhe.
His great wisdom.
Lithi iBhayibheli hlobo zami uma esezohamba.
And the Bible says when she was about to leave.
Lithi wakhuluma nenkosi uSolomon wathi lokho engakuzwa ngisezweni lakithi akulutho kunalokhu engikubonile manje.
And she said, what was rumored in the place where I was in Sheba wasn't the half that I have now witnessed for myself.
Kukhulu kunalokho engakuzwa
For what I have now witnessed for myself with my own eyes is far greater than that which I heard in our own country. In other words, this Queen of Sheba was greatly blessed by all that she observed about Solomon.
Uma umuntu ekubukela lapha kude uma kodwa bese sondela kuwe ahlale nawe aphile nawe ukuthi yini akangayifunda kuwe.
I wonder if people get closer to you and if they really get to know you, can they say that and can they witness of that which is really there?
Ngoba kukhona abantu ihlobo zami umumuzwe fakaza umumuzwe shumayela umumbone cula uthi lo muntu umntwana kaNkuluNkulu kodwa sondela eduze kwakhe uhlale naye uphile naye uzobona ukuthi akunje ngoba kade ucabanga.
Because some people are masters of giving a good impression. They might preach fantastically, sing beautifully, give a great testimony, and they seem such wonderful Christians. But oh, if you just get closer and really see what's there. They are disappointed by what they see, that now that they are closer to you, they say this is not the fruit that should be coming from a child of God. I've tried to just paint a picture about the wonderful attributes of this King Solomon. How he walked with God. Let me use just another example. King David had wanted to build a temple. And God had said, David, you won't do it. For your hands have shed too much blood in fighting many wars. But your son will build the temple. And indeed, King Solomon did build the temple. And if you read of the details in the Bible, it is a marvel how glorious it was, what a glittering, great and beautiful temple it was. When it was complete, he gathered the nation together. He then made sacrifices unto the Lord, thanking God for what he had done and worshipping God in it. And the Lord then sent fire to come down and to consume that sacrifice.
And
the Bible says that God's glory filled the temple as King Solomon was worshipping God with sacrifices.
Now,
this same man who was worshipping God and experienced the glory of God, the fire of God coming down into that temple, let me now present to you the other side of him. So that we would learn, we who are children of God would learn from him. We can now learn and read from that which happened then to King Solomon.
Bazalwane ungathi sitha konke lokho kuhle ebengibalela khona besibuka emva kwalokho samhlasela uSolomon.
It's as if though the enemy observed what was happening to Solomon and chose a way to bring him down and to attack him.
Lithi iBhayibheli yena uSolomon lona esamdala ukushisekela uNkulunkulu kwacima manje empilweni yakhe.
We find that that zeal for God in his old age dwindled.
Bazalwane, ikhona inkinga yokuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu sesimkhonza uNkulunkulu iminyaka kuhambe kuhambe ucima umlilo kaNkulunkulu enhlizweni zethu.
There is the danger, children of God, that after years of being a Christian, you find that the fire of God is quenched.
Sithola kuthiwa la eBhayibhelini evesini lesibili.
So as we've read here in chapter 11 verse 2,
abezizwe uJehova ayishilo ngabo kwaba kwaIsrayeli ukuthi ani ungena kubo nabo bangangeni kini ngokuba impela baya kusiphambukisa izinhliziyo zenu zize zilandele uNkulunkulu babo kulabo uSolomoni wanamathela ngothando.
Where God had said to the people of Israel concerning the nations, you shall not enter into marriage with them, neither shall they with you, for surely they will turn your heart after their gods. And Solomon clung to these very women.
Giti, kwenzeka konke lokho esengikubalile. Sikhona isitha sankosi uSolomon. Besimbuka, sibuka impilo yakhe, sibuka nokuhlangana kwakhe noNkulunkulu.
Like I've said, after all the great things God had done for Solomon, it's as if though the enemy studied him and sought a way to harm him. The plan of the enemy was to separate him from God. That enemy that attacked Solomon is the same enemy that attacks us as children of God.
Gabantu ababexhumene noNkulunkulu uAdam noEva abantu bokuqala emhlabeni.
The Bible tells us also about the first humans on earth, Adam and Eve.
Laba bantu uNkulunkulu wazibumbela nje ibona abantu abangazalwanga babunjwa badalwa nje laba bantu.
But God created them. They were never born. They were made by God's own hands.
uNkulunkulu ethokoza ngabo ehle zulwini. Abavakashela ukuphola kwelanga abenabo abephakathi kwabo ahlale phakathi kwabo.
God delighted in them and in having fellowship with them in the cool of the day when he had come down and fellowship with them.
Kodwa hlobo sami isitha besikhona sibuka impilo yalaba bantu abaxhumene noNkulunkulu kangaka sathi ngizobahlukanisa noNkulunkulu wabo.
But friends, the enemy studied this and he sought a way to separate them from God.
Nangempela isitha safika kubona sabakhohlisa.
And he came to them and deceived them.
Bahlukana noNkulunkulu.
And they were separated from God.
Bakhishwe engadini.
Expelled from the garden.
uNkulunkulu wabeka ingelosi enenkembe phendukayo ukuba bangasabuyela engadini.
God then set that angel with the flaming sword to stop them from re-entering.
Isitha sathokoza ukuthi laba bantu ababexhumene noNkulunkulu bemunye noNkulunkulu nginqobile ukuba ngikwazi ukubahlukanisa.
And how glad the enemy was to have got it right to separate these people from their God.
Nawe njengoba umntwana kaNkulunkulu mhlawumbe uhlala lapha phansi uyaluza uthando likaNkulunkulu liyavutha empilweni yakho kuhle lokho.
Now you too, you're a child of God maybe, you're experiencing the fire of God, but the devil is studying you as well.
Ngobisitha sisaduza nawe siya ubusuku nemini siyayilandela impilo yakho ukuba sikhlukanise noNkulunkulu wakho yikho iBhayibheli lithi linda uthandaze.
And the enemy is studying you and is observing and is seeking whom he may devour. That's why the Bible says watch and pray.
Yikho uma ufunda futhi eBhayibhelini.
That's why we also read in the Bible. We read about the prodigal son. How wonderful it was when he was at home with his parents. But the enemy removed him. And all that he had was destroyed. Dissipated as he was now outside of his parents' home in a foreign country, lining up with the pigs, the enemy had got it right. You find beautiful young people who have everything going for them, but now their lives are destroyed because they have listened to the enemy. Like the prodigal son. Even now, when he found himself in the pigsty, it dawned on him. He came to himself and said, I will return home.
Now
I'm speaking about the enemy, the same enemy that attacked Solomon, and the various examples that we have in the Bible, that's the same enemy. There are young people here. Let me say this to you.
UJakobe kunkosikazi wakhe uLeah,
Jacob's wife Leah,
wayenendodakazi eyodwa nje,
had one daughter.
IBhayibheli ithi uDina, noma abanye bangathi uDina, kodwa uDina.
Dina or Dinah.
Ngelinye ilanga lona le ntombi ebiyinhle izalwa uJakobe.
This lovely girl, she had been born of Jacob and them. Born in a house that worshipped God. In a house that feared the Lord.
One
day, the Bible tells us she left her home and went to a foreign nation all alone. It was the nation of? Of the Hivites. We don't know what she was up to. Maybe she wanted to explore the world and see how others lived. Some speculate that she might have heard that there was a special feast or party, and she wanted to be there and see the fashion. And so she went out all alone to that foreign nation. And when she got there, the king of that nation, he looked at this girl. His eyes were attracted to this girl. He sent his men, his leaders, and ordered them to take this girl, to bring her to his palace. And so this daughter of Jacob was captured. She now ended up in the palace of a king who didn't know where she was from.
Well,
as you read the Bible, you find out that she was raped. That king did as he pleased with her. He locked her up in his palace. Why? She left the Lord. She turned away from the place where God was worshipped, and she sought to go to where she could please herself. And so you find many young people today are wounded. Wounded in soul and body. Why? Because they have turned away from the Lord. Now let's get back to this King Solomon. There were the enemies. So these nations, God had said to his people, do not mingle with them or do not unite yourselves to them. The king knew this well. God had warned them and said specifically the reason why you should not be united to them and in marriage is because they will turn your hearts away from me. And this very wise king who had written so much recorded in the Bible, he knew that. He was fully aware of the law that God had declared. But because the heart of man is wicked, and the heart of man is deceitful, and that same heart can deceive you.
The
Bible says that the very nations that God had warned them about, he clung to them and loved them.
And
so Solomon turned aside from loving God to loving these Gentiles or pagans. And so the fire of God was extinguished in his heart.
I've
told you how the fire of God had come down upon the sacrifices in the temple and his glory had filled the place.
And
the same man who had experienced that fire, that glory, was the one now who clung to these foreign women, the very ones that God had warned his people about. Observe how his life then continued. His life began to go down. As he gathered many pagan women around him.
Abesifazane wabaletha la endlini kaJehova noma kubantu baka Jehova.
And as we've read in verse 1, God specifically mentions the nations from which Solomon took wives, from the daughters of Pharaoh, from the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonites, etc.
Lithi iBhayibheli inhliziyo yakhe yanamathela kulaba besifazane.
The Bible says his heart, Solomon's heart, clung to these women.
Ngamanye amazwi, uthando nokushisekela uNkulunkulu kwaphela nya kule nkosi. Ngithe qaleni bazalwane, kumele sifunde ngale nkosi ngoba lokho kwayehlela, kungakwehlela wena, kungakwehlela mina.
And so love for God was what suffered. Instead, it was replaced by love for these women. Now, as I've said, the same thing, the same experience that came upon him, what he lost, it can also happen to us too.
Iko kuthiwa ngelinye ilanga uNkulunkulu wake wakhuluma nomprofeti uJeremiah, isizwe sikaNkulunkulu uIsrayeli sesenza yona lento. Enye indaba lena kodwa.
I think of another place where God sent his prophet Jeremiah to his people in another dispensation who did a very similar act to this one that we've read.
Yes, God, some prophet to Jeremiah, kuthiwa nabo basebemhlubukile futhi uNkulunkulu isizwe sonke siyikhonzela nje abanye uNkulunkulu.
During the time of Jeremiah, the people had also turned away from God to these foreign gods.
uNkulunkulu wathumela umprofeti uJeremiah.
God sent his prophet Jeremiah.
Uma echaza uJeremiah sahlukweni sesibili uthi izwi likaJehova lafika kimi lathi Jeremiah hamba uye kulabo bantu ukhulume nabo.
And in Jeremiah chapter 2 it's recorded how he says, and the word of God came to me and said, now go and speak to these people.
Lithi uthi uJeremiah uJehova wathuma ngifika kubo angomemeza ukuba bonke abantu bayizwe le ndaba.
And he says how the word of God came to him and said that he should go and shout out God's word to them.
Uthi hamba Jeremiah uma ufika kubo umemeze endlebeni zeJerusalem ukuba bonke bayizwe le ndaba.
And God said, now Jeremiah, you go and shout out in the streets of Jerusalem what I have said.
Uthi uNkulunkulu kuJeremiah, ngikukhumbulela umusa wobusha bakho, usho ku-Israyeli.
And the Lord said, now you say these words, I remember the affection of your youth as Israel.
Ngikukhumbulela nothando lwakho usengumakoti.
I remember your first love like that of a young wife.
La kungilandela kwakho ehlane ezweni elingenalutho.
And how you clung to me even in the wilderness when you had nothing else.
Uthi uNkulunkulu Jeremiah laba bantu ngiyabakhumbula.
And the Lord said, Jeremiah, I remember these people.
Lapho bengilandela ehlane.
How they followed me in the desert.
Benothando futhi nami.
With such love.
Angazi bazalwane ukuthi uma uNkulunkulu esibuka thina namhlanje esikhona lapha eholweni namhlanje uthini ngathi?
I wonder what God says of us, we who are in this hall here today.
Nangu Solomon ngibala izinto enkulu akazenza kodwa simthola namhlanje uhamba uya kwabezizwe uqoqa besifazane bezizwe uJehova kathe bangathintwa.
Now I've mentioned the many good things that happened to Solomon, but here I've also said this other side using the scripture, how he then clung to the very women from the nations that God had warned them about.
Solomon wahamba ke bazalwane wayalanda bezizwe uJehova kaeshilo ukuthi bangalandwa.
And Solomon went and fetched wives for himself from these nations where God had said no.
Kodwa makholwa namhlanje awalanda abasifazane, alanda zonke izinto ezisinangiso zasezweni, ayibuyise ayifake phakathi ebandleni likaJehova.
And so too you find Christians today who fetch things from the world, bring them into, absorb them into their Christianity, and the very things that God has warned us about. And you'll find Christians now listening to the same music that the world listens to, that which God has warned us about. And so the children of God look to the world for their fashion, and they learn from them. And then they go about trying to dress in the same way. And as the world now looks at naked pictures, pornography, you find that Christians do the same. And you'll find that those in the world will seek after wicked literature, and Christians do the same. Perhaps they're children in a Christian home and they all hide those novels of theirs. I remember certain Christians saying, I looked at TV but just at sports because I loved soccer. He said, but one day I met up with a problem. While I was watching the football game, which came to an end, I found myself not able to switch it off, and I hopped to the next channel.
And
so he said, I was so shocked. I found myself now suddenly in this terrible thing, such ugly things. And he started in what he thought was an innocent way, just looking at sports. Many Christians land up in filth because of it.
Now
Solomon could probably give his reasons for what he did. Perhaps he would say, well, I was trying to create a diplomatic peace between Israel and these nations so that we would have peace in our time. Like that young man who said, I was just looking at sports. And you find children of God now swimming in this muck, and they've brought it into the church, and that is why you find the fire of God is extinguished. I was once asked to take a funeral of a person who had been a Christian. And when we took then the coffin to the place, a certain minister of another church came with his robes of their church and his Bible. He came to me. Now, I won't say from what denomination.
Wathi lo mfundisi kimayi musana uvela nisithathe isidumbu nisikhiphe khulumani naso qala khulumani naye nimtshene phela ukuthi sesiyakhipha manje sesiyakuthipha manje sikusendlini yakho manje.
And this preacher said, no, you can't just take the corpse and now take it then to the grave. You've got to speak to the deceased. Tell him what you're about to do, that you're going to take him. Let him know. I said, sorry, sir, but I can't do that. Where had that preacher got this
Where
the preacher got this idea from? He had learnt it from pagan ancestral worship, where you speak to the corpse and you inform them and you speak to them and tell them what you're about to do.
Iko ngokuthatha izinto zabezizwe siyiletha empilweni zethu nasendlini kaNkuluNkulu yikho sicima umlilo kaNkuluNkulu.
And so as we take foreign things, foreign to God's people, and we bring it into the church, we find that the fire of God is lost.
Twabe kukhona umuzi obunendonga eqinile unamaqhawe umuzi wase Troy.
There's the story of Troy, where they had the strongest and bravest soldiers. That city could not be overcome. It was a fortress. And it had walls of a fortress. And gates that were extremely strong. And men, brave men, guarding inside the city. And so the enemy, though, planned and was able to get inside there, and they were able to conquer and go home the victors. That enemy of theirs, of Troy, planned one day. They built a fabulous looking horse, a huge thing, and they brought it there. It was very impressive.
Uma bewuhlasela lo muzi, umuzi lona aphuma lamaqhawe alwa nabo banqotshwa zaseyibaleka izitha kodwa zashiya ini zashiya leli hashi elikhulu elihle elibukeka kahle.
And though they would flee in battles from that city, but now they left this beautiful looking horse. And when they then left and they weren't seen,
abantu base Troy bathi hawu izitha sesinqobile sebalekile kodwa yini phole enhle kangaka ezishiye lapha yana na.
The people inside Troy said, well, look, we are conquerors over these enemies all the time, but what is the meaning of this very attractive horse that they've left at the gate? And as they looked at it, they were mightily impressed. And then they decided, well, there's no sign of the enemy. Let's go and see for ourselves.
Uma bevula masango behamba beyakhona awuyashi elihle ehlotshisiwe awulena masondo liyahamba futhi mawuluqhubu olududula.
And then when they went out and they saw it, they were amazed at how wonderfully it had been made. It was even on wheels, they could pull it.
Hayi bathi hayi ake siluqhubu singenise ngaphakathi.
Then they decided, let's pull this thing inside.
Oh, bahlangana bebaningi bayidudula lento inhle lento inamasondo lento hawo bayidudula bavula bona amasango bayidudula lento baze bayifaka ngaphakathi base bevala amasango.
And so it needed many of them to drag this horse on its wheels inside their city, and after that they closed their gates once more.
Bayibuka lento.
And as they gazed upon it,
uma sebe ngaphakathi sebevalile amasango sebebeke nekhali le abasazazi nokuthi zikuphi kubukwa lento enhle kangaka manje.
They didn't worry about their weapons anymore because they were safely inside their fortress.
Wahlobo sami kuthi lapho besabuka leli hashi labo lavuleka kanti phakathi gcwala amasosha swi alezi yazitha ebebelwa nazo.
Unexpectedly, it then opened, a door opened, and soldiers who had been hiding inside poured out. And some of them ran to the gates to open them. Others started attacking inside.
Ngesikhathi kwenzeka lokho zakhamuka lezi yazitha zeza ngamajubana amasango asevuliwe sekuyaliwa lapha phakathi.
And then their comrades were able to enter the city by the gates.
Izitha bazalwane bami zangena etriumzini ngamasango ubani ovulile na ibona.
And so the enemy was able to enter in by the gates, and who had opened this for them? It was by the very city that the people protecting the city opened.
Ubani ohambile wayolanda leyo nto enhle ebabulalayo manje ibona.
Who had fetched this beautiful object, this thing which contained death for them? It was they who had done it.
Banqotshwa.
And they were conquered.
Ngani na?
Why?
Ngoba bavula amasango bayolanda le nto yabezizwe eyayinhle bayiletha ngaphakathi kanti baletha isitha sabo qobo.
They had fetched this beautiful thing which had been left there by the enemy, and it contained death for them.
Khoba wami sona siyabulala wena isona siyabulala mina ileso suke wena wayazweni wayosilanda wasifaka empilweni yakho isoke siyobulala wena mzalwane.
Sin has the ability to destroy, to kill you and to kill me, and who fetches it? We are the ones who fetch it.
Leso sono sibukeka sisihle. Leyo nto yasezweni ebukeka inhle oyilanda wena uyifake ngaphakathi ku iyona ke mzalwane eyobulala wena.
Sin, which is ever so attractive and enticing, how does it enter in? We fetch it. We grasp it and embrace it.
USolomoni wayeseqala manje lo wakhi temple lika Jehova waqala manje lithi iBhayibheli yonke indawo esizweni sikaNkuluNkulu wakha manje amathempeli alezithixo zala makhosikazi akhe.
Now the self same Solomon who had built the temple of the Lord now allowed shrines to foreign gods to be erected all over the nation of Israel.
Umufundi iBhayibheli inhliziyo iyaqhuma umusuzu ukuthi wakha iTempeli laloNkulunkulu naloNkulunkulu naloNkulunkulu lize lithi iBhayibheli ababe isinengiso kuJehova.
And the Bible records exactly which gods they represented, these idols and these shrines, and the Bible says they were an abomination to God.
Lithi iBhayibheli entabeni phambi kwa Jerusalema wakhela uKhemosh wa isinengiso sakwaMowabi.
One of the gods, one of the idol temples was right there close to Jerusalem. It was a Moabite god.
He
built a temple for this God close to Jerusalem. Very close to the temple of the Lord God Almighty.
And temples
sprung up. Who did it? It was at, by the very hand of the same one who had built the temple of the Lord. So, brethren, we ought to be careful. Remember, I said that this is written for us to warn us. That we wouldn't fall into the same pit that he fell into. And now you also find in Christendom all sorts of shrines and temples to foreign gods. He fetched wives for himself, 700 of them, from various pagan nations, and 300 concubines, 1,000 women altogether. Like I've said, Solomon wrote Proverbs. And that one which says, there is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. He wrote it, and it's in the Bible today.
But
as for himself, that's the very thing which he did. He looked and he gazed upon these women, and it seemed right to him to take them, and it was the ways of death. And the fire of God was extinguished in this Solomon. If you read in Numbers 33, verse
55,
God spoke to the nation of Israel and said, when you enter into the promised land, to chase out all the enemies.
Why is that verse 55?
And then in verse 55 it says,
Utigapa umaningakoshi abantu bezizwe pambikwenu.
But if you do not chase out these pagans in front of you, those that you leave shall be spikes in your eyes, like thorns in your side. The very ones you leave to survive will be the ones that will cause you to be troubled and harassed in the promised land. As you go into the promised land, if you do not deal thoroughly with these pagans there, they will be the ones who will trouble you inside the promised land. So, brethren, even if you are in a church, maybe you attend church regularly, and that's good, it's commendable. But if there's some sin that you consciously leave in your life, that will be the thing which will harass
you.
Even while you are in a congregation, that thing will trouble you all the time. You will have no peace. So, brethren, let's get our matter right with God. Let's be straight about it. Is there anything of the pagan practices that we have copied?
esikwenzile okufana nale nkosi uSolomon na?
Is there anything which we are doing which is similar to the way that Solomon behaved?
Akukho yini hashi labezizwe olibukeli lihle walanda walingenisa ngaphakathi manje libulala wena ke manje?
Is there maybe some horse like in Troy which you have brought into the gates into your city and now which turns out to be deathly for you?
Akukho yini mzalwane okufakile empilweni yakho osekuyisitha sakho manje?
Anything, brethren, that you've allowed in your life which is your enemy? Yes, we might start so enthusiastically for the Lord. And it's wonderful. And you deal with things, you get right with the Lord, and that's wonderful. But after time has gone by, what does it look like now in your life? Maybe now things aren't like they were in the beginning with your first love. The love which you had in the beginning, do you still have the same love? Or is that love for the Lord extinguished now, as happened to King Solomon? That's why it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
verse 33,
do not be deceived. Association with bad people will corrupt good manners.
Abaningi abasha namhlanje bangena emahlazweni, bangena entweni eziningi elimaza nemizimba yabo ngenxa yabangani babo.
Many people start doing things which are so harmful for them, damaging to them. Why? Because of the friends they've made.
Kukhona namhlanje abasha abanye babanjiwe izinto zasezweni abasakwazi nokuyiyeka ngani na bafakwa kuzo abangani babo.
Some of the young people have landed up in things that have caught them. They addicted. They can't get out of it. Why? They have allowed bad company. They watched their friends do things and they imitated them. We thank God for the story of King Solomon. If you read at the end of Solomon's book of Ecclesiastes, when he was old, when he had observed everything, had done everything, he says, all those things, it's vanity of vanities. He said, after all is said and done, it's all vanity. But here is the end of the matter. Fear the Lord. Turn away from wickedness. For God will weigh the works of men and judge them. Now that he said at the end of his life when he was old, when he had tried everything, he observed that it was all a waste of time. If you are caught up in these things of the world, and you need to recognize that indeed they are just vanity, what matters is that you fear the Lord and turn away from wickedness. If the Lord says, don't touch something, then don't. If God says, don't associate yourself with something, then don't. Having done all, come back like the prodigal son did, who said, Father, I have sinned. He had thought at one time that it was all right and good. But finally he came to his senses and said, all of it is in vain. All that matters is that one should fear God and turn away from sin.
And
if we have fallen into something, let us return to the Lord. Let us say, Father, I come back to you today. God will show you mercy. We'll ask Mr. Engelbrecht to come and close for us in prayer.
Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you speak to us in this way. Because there is something that you want to get us to fix up in our lives. We pray that you will grant us grace that we see our lives as you see it. And that we see whether our love towards you has grown cold. We pray that you will be merciful to us. That your fire will burn out and burn everything that is not of you in our lives.
Ushise kuvute gonke ogwesita kushiswe phakathi kwethu.
We pray it for your name's sake.
Sicela lokhu Nkosi ngenxa yegama lakho.
Amen.
Amen.